Oh, we're gonna do a little bit of a playthrough on my game that I've been making through Patreon supporters called the Sexena. Please don't ban me, YouTube. So let's just go through it. Let's go to the beginning here so you can see the great introduction. And we'll just play start. So what I've done to make this YouTube friendly is we are basically blackening out all the character art, which isn't. Hopefully, I think I've gotten that all, except for this one, this girl who's sneaking stuff across the border here, sneaking cans across the border. In most cases, they're blocked out. We have a conversation with Anita when you first come in. She gives you an idea what's going on. I actually think I want to put a skip button in this game so that we can just go past any of this stuff for anyone who's not interested and just wants to do combat-based things. So probably chapter two will have the skip. I could read this too here. Actually, I'm gonna probably read the I don't know. It might be embarrassing to read the rat one. We'll see. Right, so it's the old tip system, the old flirt tip system still in the game. I don't know if we're gonna keep it in the long run. Here you can look at your stats. Equip. Buy stuff, sell stuff. We're gonna do is we're gonna fight the giant rat. We'll be treated to a little bit of dialogue. And that girl is gonna basically get a little weird with you. And you're gonna just basically work through that as best you can. Right, so basically the combat system is pretty simple. We've got pretty much four choices: use item, use your combo skill, use your attack, or leave. So let's go back. Actually, let's go. Basically, the structure of the game is you. Each one of these has a amount of times you have to beat them. As you beat them, more story elements evolve around the character, and then when you beat them, a sex event is triggered at the end, and then people from the town respond to you your every single one of your events. Well, actually, only Vanita has anything to say about any of your wins. So the way that it's built out chapter-wise is that the first four wins will be Vanita will you will progress to the first innkeeper, and basically every chapter will have one of the shopkeepers interact with you based on your winning scenarios on your winning the game each creature. So moving on here, let's just go back and fight. Just do a few more fights. I'm almost dead. I already need to heal, so let's go back. So here we have at 310. Then we need to just beat one more time when we'll get be treated to the next story element. Let's go get some sleep. During the process of making a version that is safe for work, I kind of lost some of the dialogue header. So unfortunately those are gone, but The main game still has them. Kill someone. So we just one more and we'll get the final event. There is some flickering that's going on that I'm not too excited about. I think we can fix it in the long run. Oh, the background's on display. Oh, well, that's not. I've kind of made a hack version to have the... This hack version was built to support displaying these blackened out versions, but I don't think I did a good job and I'm missing some content. And there is going to be a web version available soon. It just needs to do a bit more testing, and then Chapter 1 will release publicly while Chapter 2 is released to supporters only. Basically that's the game. It's just a loose, simple set of series of events that happen, and then you do stuff with creatures and you feel bad about it because you're gross. There's been a talk about, I've been thinking personally, I don't know, I've discussed it with a few people, so yeah, that still applies, about kind of rebuilding the game with the same kind of dialogue, but going more of a Nekomimi route so that it's more accessible to non-furry fans. So that might be down the pipe actually next month, depending on how Chapter 2 goes and where I'm at with the release. Doing Nekomimi version isn't going to be really that much work. It's just going to be a little annoying to have two builds going on, so we might have to just work on creating a flag that can be used to kind of fire off the events. Alright, here's the final one, and then we go back to the main screen here. And then we're treated another dialogue chain from the innkeeper after you win your first battle. And pretty much that's the chains all the way up. All the way up the ladder, what will happen is each one of your interactions will spawn a visual novel event, which for those interested can play through, for those uninterested can simply skip. And then you unlock basically all the creatures, and then that's the end of the game. And that'll be... I might actually try to get the last two chapters out in the 1 month. I'd like to get this game out as soon as possible, but right now the schedule is one a month, hopefully that'll ensure the quality stays up as I work on this. So that's about it, guys. Here we can go kobold, deal with kobold. And as the other thing is as you progress up the chain, your characters you interact with become more and more appealing. So that was also the other side of it, is that at the beginning of the game you're kind of dealing with the dregs of the circuit, and by the end you're getting all the hot saucy ladies. So we'll see how that works out. Anyway, thanks for your time, and I hope you enjoyed seeing what you've seen so far. If you do like what you see, or you want to see more development like that, like what I'm doing, more story stuff, more game stuff, just go down and support me on Patreon. That's really what helps me keep things going and put more and more and more time into this. It's exhausting. My time is super limited, juggling everything I'm dealing with in on the daily basis, and having to keep money flowing from separate business entities kind of divides my time, and I really like to focus more on this stuff. So hopefully if the Patreon can get up there in the bigger numbers, you know, I can hire more help, I can do more work myself, I can focus more on this, and that'd be really the way to go with this. So anyway, thanks for watching, and if you guys have any questions or want to see other parts of the game or other videos, just let me know. See ya.